I think we're recording. Welcome to the Tin Biscuit Podcast. Today we've got a new guest. That's Charlie Brooks, also known as Janine Butcher in EastEnders.
Hi.
Hi. Thanks very much for coming on and like taking the time. I know you're super busy.
That's all right. Nice to be here.
And you also was on Jonathan Creek, weren't you? You like did an episode on Jonathan Creek.
It was about 25 years ago.
I remember it well. The reason
good
you
memory.
the reason you came on is because I had your cousin on the podcast. I think it was
last year
it was 2018. She does hot dogs. She's like got a company in Grimsby.
She does.
Based in Cleethorpes, but it's called The Link Hot Dogs.
It's called The Link Dogs, isn't hot dogs. Yeah, they're amazing, gorgeous 12-inch sausages. So if you want a nice 12-inch sausage, you know where to go.
They are very nice and like not like the crappy ones you get in the tins. They're like the proper big fat meaty ones, aren't they?
They're amazing. They get all their meat from Gerard's, which is an award-winning butchers. They have loads of amazing toppings, homemade bread daily. They're like, I mean, I'm glad that she lives in Cleethorpes and I live in London, because otherwise I'd be eating them daily. And that would not be good for my already wobbly tummy.
I know, yes. They're the, like sort of very Moorish. When I went to see her, Heron of Hartness, she like sort of did one and sort of said, well, do you want any more? And I think I had bacon on mine.
Oh, nice.
So,
yes,
but, yeah.
Have a mixture of toppings.
It's really nice.
And yeah, no, they're doing.
Sorry, go on.
Sorry, go on.
Oh, no, I was just saying Sorry, go on.
We've got that weird thing where I think there's a slight delay and we're both being very polite and talking. So I'll just say I'm very proud of her starting it up. It's been such a huge success so far. And it's like all her meat's organic. And I can't wait to get down there to her next event to eat them. She does loads of private parties and stuff like that. So, you know, it's amazing if you want to book her for weddings. And when I finally find a husband that wants to marry me and that I want to marry, I will definitely have the dogs there.
Well, some people might be a bit worried of marrying you because they saw what happened once to a certain husband of yours, didn't they?
They should be very afraid.
What's it like? To have played probably one of the most hated characters in EastEnders.
Should we say love to hate? It's a bit nicer. Some people loved her. It was really fun. You know, there was a lot of exciting storylines. The character, you never knew what the character was going to do. She was always, I'm interested to hear where she is, what she's up to. I think it was more fun, I think, than playing sort of a straight, boring character. Although, because it was so eventful all of the time, it was then really nice if we actually saw her vulnerable side and we saw her fall in love genuinely, which I think we did once. And of course, I then get to do all the on-screen kissing with all the hot men. So that's always nice. Well, some hot men.
Because you came back, was it 2014 you came back, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think I did the jungle and then I'd had a year off and I came back from the jungle. I travelled Australia and I went straight back in for a year, 2000. So that would have been 2013. And then I left in 2014. That was the last time I was there. So who knows where Tanina is.
As I'll say, is there any plans for you to go back or...?
No, not at the moment. There's a big thing on Instagram actually at the moment saying someone's back at Christmas, and I always then like my inbox gets inundated with fans like, is it you? Please let it be Janine. Please let it be Janine. So no, I'm afraid to say it's not me, as far as I know.
Oh.
They could be planning it without me.
Would you go back if they asked you to EastEnders? Do you think?
Do you know, at the moment, I just wouldn't be able to. I'm just too busy, which is a really nice position to be in. I've been exploring different things over the last couple of years and just to see what else I can do. oh, that's my phone. They're really starting to take off. And I've got two businesses that I'm launching that one is launching at the end of October and one on Valentine's Day next year. So, and I'm also in Australia filming. I'm about to go to Australia to finish filming a drama that I was halfway through when COVID hit. So I don't think I have the time at the moment, but it's not something that I would rule out completely. You know, being in EastEnders is like, I love it. It was like my university of how to in everything, you know, film, TV industry. And I love the people there, most of the people. And I would like to go back, but it overtakes your life. And I don't just mean like the workload. It's like, I haven't been on people's screens, really. I've done a couple of TV jobs, but I've been really focusing on theatre and now these businesses. And I can get on a train and not have any problem. Whereas when you're in a show like that, I mean, it might be slightly different now because all the reality TV show people have sort of taken, you know, that limelight, really. And so if you put your hat on and you can just sort of go anywhere. But it's very intrusive into your life. And so it's like, it's a big decision, because at the end I just didn't really want to go out very much, you know. I was a bit like, oh.
Did you get any hate from people in like the street to do with the character Janine, like, sort of?
Yeah, so I mean, when I was younger, I used to get a load of crap on the streets, you know, because I used to go to places where people were drinking. It was a lot of partying, it was a lot of like sceney stuff in London. And so loads of people were like, young girls would just give us, and we were quite leery, would just give us loads of shit. Am I allowed to swear?
Yeah, you are.
I won't swear again. Loads of crap when we went out, you know, and we sort of, the love was more present, I think, than the hate, although people did shout, hey, you're prostitute. And I do still get, you kill Barry. I mean, it was 17 years ago. It's not like crazy.
But did you kill Barry?
No. He slipped, didn't he?
He slipped. Being like, because he like went to kiss you or like try and get you back, and you said pushed him in away in a like a
yeah.
like a bleh, and then he
yeah,
stumbled.
Exactly.
But then you did look over the cliff and see him and say, see you later, mate. And
I think her mistake, yeah, was leaving him to die. Although she probably knew that they were in the middle of a mountain, that the emergency services would never have got there quick enough. But yeah,
I don't think that's
remember what she said. No.
You said about your two businesses. Can like you tell us what they're about, or are they still top
secret?
Yeah,
one is an online drama platform. So we're building a platform to try and open up a pathway of possibility for kids in the industry, getting into the industry for young performers. So we're just in the middle of a 2-week shoot at the moment. We've got like voice coaches, drama coaches from RADA, all the top drama schools in London. We're covering the GCSE and A-level curriculum. So we really want it to be an amazing resource for kids to take into school, for schools to have for the kids, so they can do all their voice lessons on there. They can have a acting 101. We've got making Shakespeare accessible. You know, there's going to be loads of things on there. So it's called I Am Pro, and we're just in the middle of doing that at the moment. And the other one is, I can't say too much about it, but it's a brand that I'm building, which is all to do with women feeling capable and good enough and strong enough, believing in their body and believing in their minds, and being unafraid to take chances in life. And I'm hoping to really inspire women and help them find their purpose. But yeah, that's all I can say on that, really, at this point.
That's good. Like we're saying about you going to Australia, I like when you go over there due to the quarantine, and you were saying about the theatre, how's the COVID situation affected the theatre from your point of view?
I mean,
also when you go to Australia, will you have to quarantine?
Yeah. So two answers to that question. One, you know, it's painful for me to see theatres without any life. We're currently shooting in a theatre. And when I went in there to meet the artistic director last week, a few weeks ago before we shot, it was They've just got no life in them. So breathing life into the theatre this next couple of weeks has been a really lovely thing. I don't think they're going to get back until sort of mid next year by the sounds of it at the moment. And, you know, a lot of people are suffering and I miss it. I've been in town a lot recently in London and I'm like, I go to the theatre at least once a week. My daughter is theatre obsessed. And so we're really feeling it for all the performers, for all the artistic directors, for everyone involved. You know, there's so many jobs that have been lost and productions that are on hold, and it's really sad. And with regard to the job I'm doing in Australia, which is a four-part drama, yes, I'm gonna have to quarantine for 2 weeks in a hotel room and I'm not allowed to leave, and I can't say that I'm looking forward to it.
You're gonna have to be in the same room for 2 weeks?
Yes, the same room. You can't even go out for 10 minutes.
As I say, you can't even go out down to the lobby.
No,
that's gonna be really hard, isn't it?
It's going to be really hard, but I'm sort of thinking of it like, when else will I ever have an experience to really sit with myself and go in? So I'm going to do like a meditation course, and we'll have loads of rehearsals on Zoom, and obviously, Ricky, I'm going to download all your podcasts and I'll listen to all of those and read loads of books.
What sort of books are you reading at the minute? The book I'm on at the minute, because I'm like not a massive reader, but I'm halfway through Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, and I've also read the first book of Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, and I've read another five books by an author I had on, Sam Lucas. He's
How are they?
Brilliant. Yeah, he's done them like in a script way. Yeah. And it's like really good. It's about two Russians going to the sort of space station, but the Earth's flat and there's a dome, there's a big conspiracy, and there's nine books all together, but he's only released five. So I'm like, they're quite...
That's going to keep you busy.
It is. So what books are like you on it to the minute?
So at the moment I'm reading Anne Pratchett, which is a book called Truth and Friendship. I've only just started that. I'm one of those people... that has a couple on the go. I love a self-help book. I've read Glennon Doyle's Untamed probably three times, or when I say read, listened to that one on the old Audible, which I'm slightly obsessed with. It's, if you're a woman, it's absolutely fantastic. In fact, Adele has recently done a massive thing about it in the press. And the other one I'm reading is The Lean Startup, which is all about business and startup businesses and how to manage leadership. So I love books around leadership and, you know, and how to succeed and just teaching me stuff that I have no idea about. Well, I've learned a lot in the last year. I've learned a lot on these journeys to be an entrepreneur.
That's good. I had an author on about 2 months ago from America, and he's a therapist, and like he's done a book called The 12-Step Guide Without God. And it's all about doing the 12 steps, but because when you're over there, it's to do with God. And he thought, I'll do something that doesn't involve the religious side. And he did a self-help book like that. And I'm currently go on.
No. I'm slightly obsessed with the 12-step thing. I think it's a spiritual guide that everybody should do. You know, and when I think of God, I think of, as someone said this to me, is the great outdoors. Because everyone hears the word God and is like, you know, it's too religious. But it's just such a wonderful inventory into yourself, I think.
Yeah, I'm currently doing a CBT book, which is
right. What is that?
I'll just get it because I can't remember what it stands for. Wait there. Ooh.
Is this studio in your bedroom, by the way?
Yeah.
Cognitive behavioral therapy. Yes, of course. Yeah. I've read a few of those. Trying to ease my very colourful mind.
Yeah, there's a good book. I don't know if you've heard of it called The Chimp Paradox as well.
Yes, of course. So amazing.
I've got that on like Audible, and I've listened to that a few times. So
my chimp is quite big. It's like bashes at its chest at the front of my brain.
Yes.
So I know exactly what you mean.
My chimp very much is very prominent in me, and it gets me into a lot of trouble. And then half an hour later my human brain starts to come and go, Why have you done that? And it creates more problems. So I'm trying to work through that.
The human brain. Yeah.
But I think the COVID issue has affected lots and lots of people.
No, I agree. Yeah, it's been tough for people. I mean, you know, that's the hardest thing, isn't it? Hearing stories of the challenges that people have faced. My personal experience with COVID has actually been a lot of reflection. Oh, I might lose my earpods in a minute. Can you still hear me? They just did that. It's been, quite a lot of reflection, and I've actually enjoyed it, dare I say. Sort of guilt-free chilling and cleaning of cupboards. But I'm in a really fortunate position because I've got outside space. I've got a little garden, you know. I've got a 15-year-old who's, I've wanted to lock out in the garden on occasion, but I've been quite lucky.
Was it all right? Your 15-year-old, did sort of she find it did she find it hard not be? I mean, because like where I'm from, we've got the beach as like, you know, and then to the other side we've got countryside. I didn't find it that bad because it was really nice weather and I went for cycle rides and like walks. But I thought about the people who do live in cities that are in enclosed. How did it pan out for you?
I mean, I live just on the suburbs of the city, so I'm quite lucky with space around me. I'm in a little village, but people that live in town with no outdoor space, I mean, it must have been hell. I've got some friends that really struggled, that were climbing the walls. I think it's been tough for all teenagers. I think, you know, they haven't been able to see their friends, and I think that's been really challenging and difficult. And it's just worrying, you know, my mum's got underlying health issues, and so you have to be really careful. And it's kind of at that point at the moment where everyone seems like everyone, I'm getting the tube at the moment to work, and most people wear masks, but it's like everyone sort of, I don't know if people have forgotten or whether I'm a bit like, oh no, it'll be fine. I don't really know, because I don't know what to believe. You know, you read a lot and listen to a lot. I've actually stopped watching the news. So it's a tough one, isn't it? I think you just have to be really sensible.
I think you've done the right thing without watching the news, because it's very contrived, and you know of all people how the media work and how we can say things and blow things and manipulate things, and I don't think it's good for people. Because I came off Twitter because I am like, I mean, I don't agree in this mask thing. I think there's somewhat more to it, but everyone was banging on, and like one thing I've learnt through like this and like everything that's like gone on, both sides are as bad as each other. You know, they both complain about the same things, they pick faults about the same video, and it's like, it's just too much. So I've like come off.
Yeah,
I've just got Instagram and I feel a lot better for it. So
good. It's a digital detox, you know. We all need it. I'm quite lucky. I don't have the addiction to scroll, so I can leave it alone.
Whereas I am,
you know, and look at all the horrible comments.
So we're nearing the end, but when you're not recording or doing theatre reading, what does Charlie Brooks like to do hobbies-wise?
Well, Charlie Brooks reads a lot, so she really likes to do that. I really like to walk. I love going out for dinner. I'm sort of really embracing the simple things in life at the moment. You know, it's just keeping it simple, and small things are bringing me a lot of joy, like being out in the woods, and that sounds really twatty, but I don't know, I'm just spent a lot of time on my own, and I've really enjoyed it. I'm really just sort of getting to know myself, but also being creative and coming up with new ideas and taking action on them and seeing them through. That's a new thing for me.
I think you've hit the nail on the head. If like you go for walks around woods, beaches, and go to nature, it brings you back down. It sort of earths you.
Yeah.
And like think there is more to life than the bullshit what's going on within like the news, and sort of you know, you become more relaxed, you become more spiritual, you become more one with nature. So
yeah, well, I stopped drinking, so that's been a really big thing for me, because I loved a glass of wine in a party. And that really, you know, keeps you connected, and that's when all the small things in life sort of really come to life. It's great.
Drinking is not good. Drinking's is a poison. It's a toxin, and it does alter your brain, and it's not for the better.
No.
So we was on about the Lynx dogs. If you want to find out more about them, where can we find them?
Yeah, you can. Hang on a second. Right, you can go over to their Facebook, because the dogs really are the dogs. There's some amazing pictures of all their food on there. They're a pop-up, and I'm just getting the Facebook for you. I can't find it. I can't find it. Ricky, you need to help me. Can we get Kirsty to...
I'm not on Facebook, but I have... You... But, like, I have got here Instagram, so I'll put all the information on the Instagram.
That would be great. Can you put everything about the dogs that I've forgotten to say on the Instagram, because they really are the dogs of hot dogs.
I will do.
And in fact, she hasn't told me. I can't remember off the top of my head what a Facebook is. But if you go to the dogs on Facebook, I'm sure it's going to come up. Or you're just going to see loads of pictures of sausage dogs.
Sausage dogs. And I must say, like, a word to our sponsors of the podcast, because we're sponsored by two things. We're sponsored by RuneSilk.com, which is a beard care company. Do awesome oils, do awesome soaps and things like that, and awesome sunglasses. And also we're sponsored by Tenga.co.uk, which is an adult toy company. So, and they're based in Japan. And also, I haven't got a Patreon. I don't charge for any content. It's all free. But I have put my PayPal address in the bottom. It's like not begging, but everything's coming from my own pocket. Unlike some people, like, sort of, I do know why people have got Patreons, because like comedy clubs are closing, so they're doing extra content. But because I'm free speech and all unedited podcast, I will do all my content for free on YouTube and like the audio. So if anyone wants to donate, they can do, because it benefits everyone, because I like can get more guests on, a better camera for my videos and things like that.
Well, good luck with it, Ricky. It was really lovely to talk to you.
Good luck with you. And if you ever get bored in that hotel room, you know where I am for a chat.
I'll bear that in mind.
All right, you take care.
Thank you so much. Lots of love. Bye.
Are
we off air? The Tea Biscuits Podcast.